Subcommittee on Committees will come to order. We have a few outstanding commissions. We have many left, but a couple that we need to get done here. Legislative Commission on Healthcare Access, Berglin, Coring, Marty Rosen, Tony Laurie. Senator Stumpf moves that. You've got who you want, right, Coring and Rosen?
Yes. Yes, we're fine.
Berglin, Coring, Marty Rosen, Tony Laurie. Discussion on the Stumpf motion?
Say that again. Yours?
Berglin, Coring, Marty, Rosen, Laurie. Okay. And this is the one Senator Berglin said that there were probably going to be numerous subgroups of this. So a lot of people are going to be involved in this. Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Pensions. Bensel, Larson, Lynch, Olson, Mary, and Senator Senjum, Worgen.
Mr. Chair, Worgen, yes.
Worgen. Bensel, Larson, Worgen, Lynch, Olson, Mary. As opposed to Olson, Genevieve.
No, Jen.
Jen? Oh, it's not Genevieve.
No, my legal name is Jen.
That's that was on your birth certificate, Jen?
Pardon me?
Was on your birth certificate, Jen?
No, but it's my legal name now.
It was Genevieve on your birth certificate? You rejected your parents' selection.
With their blessing.
With their blessing. Were you having trouble spelling it in the third grade and they decided?
No, I was in a battle with the University of Minnesota. I did not want my full name and middle name on my dissertation when I got my doctorate, and they would do nothing else. So my LA over here said, well, why don't you just change it? Because I'd always gone by Jen. So, I did.
You just can't pick the University of Minnesota.
I did. Yeah. I did. My dissertation is Jen Olson, yes.
Worgen.
Bensold, Dan Larson, Worgen, Lynch, and Mary Olson. Moved by Senator Olson. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. The Legislative Coordinating Commission. Senjum and Han. Clark. Metzen, Cohen, and Pogamilla. Han. Senjum. Clark. Metzen, Cohen, Pogamilla. Does that work for
Move
you, Dave?
Adoption.
Senator Senjum moves that. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. The Commission on Electrical Energy Task Force, or the Legislative Electric Energy Task Force Commission. I think we'd adopted last time Chaudhry, Solon, Anderson, Dill, Metzen, Rosen, Parasol, Senjum. And I think we want Kubley and Tomasoni in addition. Senator Stumpf moves that. Chaudhry, Solon, Anderson, Dill, Kubley, Metzen, Tomasoni, Rosen, Parasol, Senjum.
I'm missing one. I got nine here.
Senator Olson, Chaudhry.
Chaudhry, oh, that's one I didn't get done.
Solon, Anderson are kind of automatics because they're committee chairs.
Solon, Anderson, yeah.
Kubley's a subdivision chair in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could remove Metzen if they tried.
Yeah.
And you wanted Senjum, Parasol, Rosen, and Dill.
Okay.
Tomasoni is on here also from last time. So yep. on the Senjum motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Ms. Nguyen, is that all we can do today?
Yes.
Who's holding things up?
That can't be possible.
Are we holding things up?
Probably.
Ms. Nguyen, give us a report. How many left?
There's about
20 more.
Okay. And are any of those of major significance in terms of things that need to get done? Okay, and who am I appointing? Do we each get two?
You get two, then the person gets one.
Do you know who you want in the compensation council? No?
Mr. Chairman, does that ever do anything?
Or the, Mr. Watson, give us the history of the compensation.
Does it result in any action?
Mr. Watson, where are we on this, on the compensation council?
Mr. Chairman, the last time the compensation council made recommendations that affected the legislature was 1997. But their recommendations have had an impact on judges pretty much every 2 years since then. And they've had some impact on constitutional officers since then. But it's been a little while for the constitutional officers as well.
Was the legislative impact in 97 negative or positive?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Stump, it was to increase the legislators' pay.
Was that rejected or did it actually happen?
That's the last time it happened. Okay. The Compensation Council recommends an increase in legislators' pay pretty much every 2 years, and then the legislature rejects that.
Or does not accept it or actually rejects it?
Often they have rejected it. Sometimes they've not accepted it.
But more often they have rejected it.
Mr. Watson, why do you think the legislature keeps rejecting it? And is there something about the Compensation Council that the makeup of the Compensation Council should be different so that we get an acceptance by the legislature?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Stump, I think it's because in the last 10 years, often members have been elected to the legislature on the campaign of going to St. Paul and voting no.
Well,
and those people have voted no on this issue as well as on other issues.
Mr. Chairman,
sir.
I think it's a matter of low self-esteem and thinking that nobody thinks we're worth anything.
So, Senjum, I'm going to appoint two people who have high self-esteem.
Mr. Chair, I will also then.
Because I think through the discussion we've had on per diem so far already, it's pretty clear that we should do something,
something
for the
else.
Good of the order.
Mr. Chair, could I ask a question? Are there public members on this? Is it a legislative effort?
No. Mr.
So
Chairman,
we have no public input into that?
Senator,
except for testifying.
The governor appoints members of the public. There
okay.
are legislators. Is it six legislators? And five or six members of the public?
They're a public.
Eight members of the public, apparently.
Eight of the public?
Do you staff, do your people staff it? What's your, Mr. Hubinger?
Who's the former
Mr. Chair and members, I'm Greg Hubinger with the Legislative Coordinating Commission. Our office coordinates the staffing for the Compensation Council. We rely on Senate Council and Research and House Research staff to help us out. There are 16 members, eight members of the public, one from each congressional district appointed by the governor, three from the courts, and then three each from the House and Senate.
And they meet periodically? When do they meet?
By law, they're to be appointed by October of the even-numbered year to serve in the odd-numbered year. By law, they're to make their recommendations by May 1st, which, if the legislature wanted to implement, would be too late because of committee deadlines. Effectively, the council needs to do its work by the middle of March. As you may know, the recommendations of the council are implemented if an appropriation is made to pay for the increases. And so it's largely a matter of the appropriation being made available.
So, Mr. Chairman?
Sir, also.
Chairman, sir, are they functional right now? I mean, obviously, I don't know what our makeup is on there now, but considering reassigning.
Mr. Chair and Senator, the appointees by the governor and the courts have been made. So we're waiting for the legislative appointments before the council can meet.
Mr. Chairman, were all of them supposed to have been made by last October?
Mr. Chair, Senator, yes.
They were. Rest Langs at the Norton were appointed, but we can change those. And what year it would be my intent to change? Someone appointed Orton, I presume they did. So
no, she wants off anyway.
Okay, so we'll appoint three new ones. Yeah. And what year do they normally recommend, in the even or the odd?
In the odd.
So that would be this year?
Yes.
So who calls the group together? Who chairs it?
Mr. Chair, we usually identify one of the court members that is the convener, and then the members elect the chair.
So we should get our members appointed, and then we should have somebody convene it and have them start chatting and get us something by March or middle of March.
Mr. Chairman? As Mr. Hubinger indicated, the normal pattern for the commission, for the council in the past, has been to have, say, two or three meetings. And maybe there's one in January, a couple in February, maybe there would be a meeting in March. But it's not all that many meetings, but they do need to have two or three to learn what their duties are and to gather information, statistics on what salaries are, comparable salaries, and then make a decision. And if they can be done by the middle of March, sometime in advance of the committee deadline, so that their recommendations can be forwarded to the committees in time to act, that would be a good thing. Often they have had recommendations that require some statutory changes, and so there has been a bill. Sometimes it wouldn't necessarily have to be a bill other than a bill appropriating the money to pay for the salaries, but usually there's something. So to have them make a recommendation at least a week or two before the March 23rd deadline would be a good thing.
Has the governor made his appointments?
Mr. Chair, he has.
And has the court made their appointments?
Yes.
So why don't you get us a list of who those people are? So, Senator Stenger, you and I, we independently can make these appointments. Let's try to do that this week.
Mr. Chair, it's all statutory, so what I'm going to say isn't going to matter much. My instincts would say that it may be well not to have legislators on here, that we distance ourselves a little bit from this process, that they bring forward their recommendations, and then the respective leaderships offer them up in a bill. And I don't know. It just seems to me there'd be a little bit more comfort level amongst the legislature if that was the process, if we had some independence there. But, again, it's statutory, and what I just said is fairly meaningless.
Unless we change it.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, in some respects, I think the legislators can at least convey what the nature of the beast is in terms of the responsibilities for that discussion. It's still up to the full legislature. Yeah. I think it's more of a public thing that people don't want to act on it before an election. It doesn't go into effect until after the next election.
This group deals with executive salaries, judicial salaries, so it's not just legislative salaries.
Right.
So. It was an effort to try to get past the political difficulty.
So Senator Stenger and I will make his appointments this week. So, 20 other groups, Senator, are there 20 other, anything there that we need to do now or not? Okay? Are we having trouble getting volunteers, or what's going on?
Mr. Chair, not necessarily. I mean, I think those types, the ones that were just indicated, are more one meeting sort of a situation. I think we can probably get people to fill in some of those. There's others that we just have to recruit a little bit harder.
Any at staff level that would be prime for elimination? Maybe we can informally get a list for Senator Senge and I. Maybe we'll introduce a bill. Eliminate a few of these.
Mr. Chair, I happen to be on one that for 2 years I've never been invited to a meeting, so I don't know if they've met or not. But
which one is that?
With the Asian Pacific group.
All right. Well, I think we're done for now then. Full rules will meet in a few minutes, so. For the audit. Subcommittee on committees adjourned.